Modernization plans for the Czech Republic's biggest coal-fired power plant have become a very hot topic indeed. So much so that the Ministry of Environment has sidestepped mounting pressure on it to make a decision by calling in international consultants. Chris Johnstone has the story.
Minister of the Environment Jan Dusik made what on the face of it appears a surprising announcement on Tuesday evening. He said he was calling in international experts to help carry out a so-called environment impact assessment of Czech power giant ČEZ's plans to modernise its Prunerov plant. In principle, that task of basically saying whether the plant is environmentally friendly or not should be carried out by an independent team within the ministry, according to rules set out by the European Union. It is believed to be the first time that the Czech Republic has called in international experts for what is a fairly routine review used for major roads or industrial parks. But, the minister explained, that step would help diffuse an increasingly difficult situation with backers of the plant facing opponents and the ministry in between. Petra Rubičková is spokeswoman for the Ministry of Environment.
Certainly we feel political and economic pressures in the Czech Republic, and I think that's why we have decided to give this analysis, the assessment, to an external international company, independent, because if we would give it possibly to someone in the Czech Republic, we could be accused of, again, you know, pressure of it wouldn't be that clear.
Pressure has come on one side from state-controlled ČEZ for clearance for this 25 billion crowned, around 1.3 billion US dollar project. The company's legendary influence and long political reach often makes it appear that ČEZ-controlled state seems an apt description of the Czech Republic. The company has reportedly threatened to cancel the whole project if approval is not given in time. That has sparked protests from companies which might lose out on lucrative contracts and workers worried about their jobs. But environment groups accuse ČEZ of taking a cheapskate approach to the modernisation by refusing to use the most efficient technology which would cut pollution. The dossier took an international dimension last year when Micronesia, a grouping of islands in the Pacific Ocean, called for the climate changes of the planned power plant to be taken account of. They say global warming and sea level rises, in part caused by the power plant, threatened their survival. The Prunerov dossier has become technically and politically far more complicated than the usual run-of-the-mill assessments of new developments. One of the central arguments is what is the best available technology that should be employed at the power plant. Petra Rubičková again.
There are still questions that has not been answered during the environmental impact assessment process. They are related to the relevance of best available technology. Those questions are whether the whole EIA process went through as it should have. So we want to get those answers from independent international team of specialists who are experienced in the field of projects and energy and CO2 emissions.
With the international experts on board, the assessment of this closely observed dossier should be delivered within the next month or two.
And Chris Johnstone reporting there on the Environment Ministry's decision.